Dr. Rick. It's my pleasure to come here again. This is my fifth time to lecture last 5 years. And before I met Dr. Wade 20 years ago, I was a good student for textual criticism and using this Hebrew Bible. But last 20 years, I changed everything. And then the King James Bible is the best one. And my job 4 years ago, I went to Korea to spread out the King James Bible and to teach the right translation in Korea. So I founded one seminary in order to do this job. And so I'm very busy teaching, preaching, and writing. Especially the translation into Korean, your books, your hand material, and these DBS materials, so that's working. So in Korea right now, 3 a.m. in the midnight, and I must back to Korea tomorrow morning. So it's only 3 days here. I feeling a little jet lag. And so I wanted to this afternoon I wanted to share with you Hebrew Bible, the Pseudocartensia, the errors. This book published 1977 when I was at that time the student of Old Testament scholar, and we were just so exciting at this new edition of Hebrew Bible because at that time the Dead Sea Scroll manuscripts was not public things, and it was hidden by some scholars. And when I came to Harvard University in 1995, at that time, Dr. Frank Cross, he's one of the scholars who kept the Dead Sea Scroll, and then we was a text criticism by original Dead Sea Scroll from the 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, and Isaiah, something like that. So I studied under him, Dr. Frank Cross, for 2 years, the text criticism and many the Near Eastern, ancient Near Eastern language and literature. But 20 years ago, when I met Dr. Wade, I was so shocking and surprised. This Bible is a wrong thing. And the Dead Sea Scroll also is Alexandrian school. At that time, I didn't know that two roots, Alexandrian and the Archaean. But I researched and I studied very hard about this King James Bible. And then at some point, I decided to give up everything to modern English translation, and I rather to King James Bible. So it is my right decision, and I testimony in Korea about my decision, and most pastors, some group, thousand, and this coming Monday, I have another 700 or 1,000 congregation to talking about this King James Bible. And then I'm teaching many places in Korea, and not only Korea, but also 15 different countries, missionaries and missionary seminaries. I'm teaching King James Bible. So that's the last 18 years ministry. So this is my pleasure and my privilege. Right and wrong Hebrew text. The King James Bible used the Methodist text, Bomberg edition, 1525 edition, while the NIV and the New King James Bible, other modern King James Bible, they use this Pseudocartensia, the Hebrew 1967, but final they printed out 1977. This BHS, that's Biblia Hebraica Pseudocartensia, this text is used by almost the seminary in this world, not only America, but also the Korea and the other countries. And the Rite Hebrew Bible, as you know, we have the apostles and the Antiochian school for last 1800 years. Peshitta, Syriac version, Papyrus, Gaelic, Celtic, pre-Waldensians, and the traditional text, Byzantine text, Syrian text, majority manuscripts. 99.8% of all the existing manuscripts belong to this Rite Hebrew text. The only two, the Vatican and then Sinai text, that's by Catholic and the Gnostic tradition, they just bad and wrong manuscripts. And the King James Bible is from the this Bomberg edition 1525. Wrong Hebrew text, Alexandrian school with a corrupt technique, dynamic equivalence, the Septuagint, Koine Greek, and the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Latin Vulgata. This is all belong to ecumenism, Romanism, evolutionism, rationalism, higher criticism, and the textual criticism, and liberalism. The Leningrad Codex, that's 1008. This is the according to the most major the major the seminary in this country. They say that this is the oldest the codex before Dead Sea Scroll was discovered in 1947. And then this Leningrad also is a corrupt codex. This Beha'es, this Gartensia, the text is a copy of a Masoretic text as recorded in the Leningrad Codex. And this contained the main text, Beha'es addressed the critical apparatus problem. The text itself is no difference. But the footnote we call critical apparatus, they have lots wrong information. I think all of them is wrong. Beha'es is a revision of the third edition of Biblia Hebraica edited by the Kale and from the Albrighter Art and Otto Eisfeld, the first printed Bible based on the Leningrad Codex. The footnotes are completely revised. It originally appeared in installment from 1968 to 1976 with the first one volume edition in 1977. This Beha'es was originally edited by Ellinger and Rudolf in cooperation with numerous other scholars. This edition is a revision of the Kittel third edition. The Kittel first and the second edition is good, but third edition 1937, which was taught by me last year, that was many corrupted and wrong things. And this Studgartensia is based on the third edition of Kittel plus Dead Sea Scroll and plus many other wrong texts in here. The critical apparatus, while the main text of Beha'es follows the Leningrad Codex almost exactly, the critical apparatus provides readings from a variety of other sources, including the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Septuagint, Samaritan Pentateuch, and the Targum, and among others. The critical apparatus of Studgartensia is a bottom footnote, which contains the data for text criticism. Many sigla, there's symbols and abbreviation are used. This bottom contents, footnotes contain the Mesora Megala and the manuscripts and the versions are all belonging to wrong versions, wrong traditions. Scholars' consensus places the Masoretic text in prime position as the most reliable witness to the original text. Some problems in MT can be cleared up with the aid of extant manuscript and the version witnesses to the text. They include the Dasyscrol, Samaritan Pentateuch, Septuagint, Aquila, Samaracus, Theodosion, Peshitta, Targums, Vulgata, Itala, Sahidi, Coptic, Ethiopic, Arabic, Aramean. These 15 manuscripts is included in the critical apparatus. In the, as they have many, the obligations, this is almost Latin. And errors do occur when one copies out text by hand, as well as we know. But these kinds of errors are common and can be demonstrated from extant witnesses. But here they have not the natural, but the on purpose they converted and they distorted and they changed. That's a problem. For this is a minor things. The misreading of similarly appear letters. In Hebrew, the letter alphabet, the base, the second word, and the kaf is looks similar. And dalet and resh also. And hey, kith. And hey, etet. And it, yod and vow. It looks similar. Some mistake in these passages. Errors of textual criticism. This original object is to restore the original text. Can you imagine that, how we to restore the original text? It's impossible for man, because the original text is gone, it's disappeared long time ago. And the author of the Bible is God himself. Amen. So we must return to God. We must ask God. That is our the intention, and we must set the goal. But scholars, they can try to restore the original text. Whenever I studied in Harvard University and Boston University with textual criticism, the end of the criticism say that many different ideas, many different opinions. Sometimes the scholar have a vote. Is this Bible? Nonsense. So I was so skeptical at that time also. And then one student, the other students, and the professor, they have all three different versions. Professor is strong. He's a very strong voice. And then all students follow professor idea and opinion. Is it Bible? Just one opinion. So this is the error of a textual criticism. They say that older reading is preferred. Is that right? No, the right reading is best. Amen. And then the more difficult reading is preferred. I don't think so. The truth is easy, not difficult. Truth is not is easy. And the third one, the shorter reading is preferred. No, truth is not length. Matter of not length. This true or wrong. And number four, the reading which best explains the variance is preferred. No, the variance also wrong. And number five, the reading with the widest geographical support is preferred. No, wrong. Rumors spread out widely. You know? And number six, the reading which most closely fits the style and the diction of the author is preferred? I don't think so. The author of the Bible is God, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. And seven, the reading which reflects no doctrinal bias is preferred. No, the doctrine is the sound and the right teaching. And I have some example. Genesis 17:1, El Shaddai is the first time it got the name here. The Abram was 90 years old and 9, and the Lord appeared to Abram said, I am Almighty God, El Shaddai. Walk before me and be thou be perfect. To Adam and Moses, God was revealed Jehovah. This is the four letter, the Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. This is a four letter we call the Tetragrammaton. This is a holy four letters. And then here the El Shaddai. The Masoretic text, the 1525, they always say that Jehovah, and nowadays Kingdom's Bible, the Lord, Adonai, according to Second Commandment, we cannot call God's name directly, so we call Adonai the Lord. God himself to be become a lamb sacrifice, not to be prepared for a lamb, according to Genesis 28. Here say that Abraham to Isaac, the Lord God will provide himself a lamb. Here Hebrew is Elohim, Yireh, Lo, Haseh, Le'olah. This is literally meaning is God will be himself a lamb for burnt offering. But modern translation, they like this. God will provide for himself, or he prefer a young beast or lamb. Something like that. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb. You ask for God himself will provide the Lamb. And the modern King James Bible also, God will provide himself a Lamb. Septuagint say that, this is a correct translation. King James Bible, modern King James Bible show that God himself is to become a Lamb sacrifice to take away the sins of the word. And the other translation is they remove this prophecy. And amazing, the Septuagint, they follow King James Bible. And Exodus chapter 3:14 say that, Echoeh, Asher, Echoeh. God said to Moses, I am that I am, or I will be what I will be. Echoeh. Septuagint says, Ego eimi ho, on the being, I am the being. Here, do you understand, say that I am who I am? That's because Hebrew Bible is grammatically problematic. This translation is uncertain. This is a footnote in the New RSV. This is also error. Change from homosexual to prostitute. New Age Bibles go easy and vague on sodomites and homosexuals in the following verses, replacing it with male shrine prostitutes. One can be a practicing homosexual, but not a male shrine or temple prostitute or homosexual offender. This removes any Bible criticism or warning against the homosexuality. Example. Deuteronomy chapter 23:17, but in Hebrew is verse 18. Say that, Lo, Ihwe, Kadoshi, Mi Bnei Israel. There shall be no whole of the daughter of Israel, nor sodomite of sons of Israel. Beha as Studgartensina, they translate temple or sacred prostitute. And all modern translation follow this translation. So they changed the homosexual to cult prostitute or shrine prostitute. Yes, in the Baal temple, they have male and female prostitute. But this talking about sodomites, not the temple or holy men or sacred men. 1 Kings 14:27 also. Gan Kadeshi Haya Ba Ha Ares. There was also sodomized in the land. And the 1 Kings 15:12 say that by Ya'aved Ber Ha Kadoshim. Kadoshi is a plural, the masculine plural, im. So Ha Kadoshim Shim mean Ha Ares. Also sodomized, not holy men. We call to what the meaning the Kadeshi, Kadoshi, is a set apart from. So the problem is set apart from where? We believe that set apart from the earth or the world belong to God. This is our conception of Kadoshi. But in the Stuttgart Tensia, they changed the direction from God to world. That's a holy man? I don't think so. 1 Kings 22:46, Hebrews 47. It's also another example. Ha Kadeshi, sodomize, same thing. 2 Kings 23:7 also, at Ha Kadeshim, that's a masculine plural. They talking about the sodomize. The modern translations go easy and vague on sodomize or sexual homosexuals, replacing it with a main shrine or temple prostitute or obsolete archaic profession. Dr. Virginia Molenkart, one of the NIV translators, say, "My lesbianism has always been a part of me." She is one of the translators of NIV. So the reason why they changed this homosexual, they take out this one. Why don't they call sodomy the sin that God called it? Maybe they don't want it to offend them. And another issue, 1 Samuel 6:19 say that he's talking about the number. How many people died, killed when they look over the Ark of Covenant? Say that he smote the men of Beth Shemeshi because they had looked into the Ark of the Lord. Even he smote the people 50,310. 50,070 men was killed. This is the original text. But NIV, they changed. They omitted this, the 50,000. Only 70 was killed. Why? Stuttgart Tensia, they text, they omitted, deleted Kamishim Aleph Ishi. This is terrible. They follow this small, very small masculine talking about. They just, majority text, they just put away, and they prefer to the very small masculine. They omitted this 50,000 men omitted. 2 Samuel 5:21. This is talking about Daniel, David and his men burned the idols. But the modern translation, they say that not burned, but they took away, carried them away, something like that. The issue is that they are left their images, the idols, and David and his men burned them. The modern translators did not know Deuteronomy 7:5 say that burn their graven images with fire. And Deuteronomy 7:25 say that the graven images of their gods shall it burn with fire. Thou shalt not take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein. And for it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. David would not have blatantly disobeyed Deuteronomy chapter 7:25, he snared himself by carrying away the Philistine images, as the modern translators. Another issue. 2 Samuel 15:7, talking about, it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said unto the king, this is, why you he be cast Arabine, is 40, Shana, 40 years. Septuagint, Syria, Josephus also say that 40 years. Tessara, Hete. But NIV, they changed the 4. 40, not 40, they choose 4. And Korean revised the Bible also, they changed the 4. At the end of the 4 years, Absalom said to something like that. Why they changed the 40 to 4? They just humanism, thinking about 40 is too long, 4 is short, is reasonable. But they cannot change the Bible. 2 Samuel chapter 21:19. Who killed the brother of Goliath? King James Bible say that the Elhanan killed the brother of Goliath of Gilead. So not Goliath. Goliath himself is David killed him, Goliath. But the brother of Goliath killed by the Elhanan. NIV, another battle with the Philistine at Gob. Elhanan son of this man killed Goliath the guilty. Goliath, David killed, but in NIV is so confused. And we can find another passage. 1 Chronicles 25 say that there was a war again with the Philistines. The Elhanan the son of Jael slew Lachmi, the brother of Goliath. This is the name itself, Lachmi. It's not Goliath. It's brother of Goliath. And here, NIV is correct. In another battle with the Philistines, Elhanan, the son of Jael, killed Lachmi, the brother of Goliath. So they must, same with the first Chronicles and the second Samuel, but they were in same translation to different the interpretation. It's so confusing. Another passage. 2 Chronicles chapter 22:2. 42 years old was Ahaziah when he began to reign. But NIV say that Ahaziah was 22 years old when he became king. 20 years gone. 2 Kings 8:26. 22 years old was Ahaziah was begun to reign. Why is it different? The King James Bible and then Hebrew text, they contained the 20 years. Ahaziah was Northern Kingdom kings, and also another 22 years Southern Kingdom. Total 42 years. So this is correct. So 42 years old, this is correct. How about Psalm 12:6-7? This passage is our favorite, the Dinbergen Society. The words of Jehovah, the Imerot Adonai or Jehovah, as silver tried in the furnace on the earth, purified 7 times. Thou wilt keep them, O Jehovah. Thou wilt preserve them from this generation for generation. What the them? What the them? Can you answer me? Which one? The word. The word of Jehovah. That's right. This is the King James Bible. And the verse 7. Then next the verse 7. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation for generation. This is the word of God. Word of the Lord. But King James Bible changed. Oh Lord, you will keep us safe. They changed us.
ridiculous, this big mistake. And protects us from such people forever? Why they changed the word of God to us? This is from Studio Carpentia era. Some messages, the manuscripts say that Tishimeranu. This is us. And I will follow this long reading. How about the Psalm 212? King James Bible said that kiss the Son. This is the Son is the Messiah, Christ. Lest he be angry and he perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled by the little, blessed are all they who they put their trust in him. But a new arrest boy, kiss the feet. Why they change from the Messiah, the Son, to feet? So to the Galatians, they footnote say that legendum is in Hebrew me raglau, in his feet. There is a wrong interpretation in footnote. They follow this one. This is the reason why most Catholic saints, they go to the statue of Peter, and then they kiss the Peter's feet. They kiss, and then almost worn out right now, gone away. How about Psalm 103? Say that, know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people. What does it mean, not we ourselves? We are not creator. God is creator. We are his people. That's the not meaning is very important here. But in the Hebrew, it's a law, and they have another very law. That's we call the kathib and the kray. Kathib meaning is it is written, and the kray is read like this. That one. But NIV say that it is he who made us, and we are his. And or and now we footnote. They have only footnotes. They omitted not. That means we can be creator. This is NIV. King James Bible is perfect, right? Psalm 111 verse 9 say that reverend. The NIV, they changed the awesome and modern Jewish translation also offer, they offer. But God is holy and reverent. This is in Hebrew text. Kadoshi ve nora shmo. So most pastors, they called the reverend, yun, reverend something. That's wrong. Only reverend belong to God. Okay, we just only pastor. And Jesus is our good shepherd. And we are just shepherd, his servant. David, even though he's a king, he never called himself king. He always said that my king is the Lord. According to Psalm 44:4. My king is... So we cannot use the reverend to human. And Proverbs chapter 20, verse 16, say that, take his garment that is a surety for a stranger, but hold him in pledge that is a surety for foreigners. And I believe they changed woman. This is a kathib. I already mentioned. Kathib meaning is written down is like this. Nun, Kaf, Resh, Yod, Mem, Nakarim. But they read the Nakaria, or Nakaria. This is Kundan and the Talmud, Talgum. And I will follow the Kere, the wrong reading. So they changed the foreigners to woman. Same thing, Proverbs chapter 27:13. A foreign woman and a wayward. The Septuagint's Vulgata allotria, dokria, is the same thing with the chapter 20. Isaiah chapter 9:3 say that we have another captive and clay. Law, law. Aleph or vow. This is confusing, right? But the King James Bible, they correct. They choose law, not the paragraph. The other one, they omitted the no, no. Thou hast a multitude of the nation and not increased their joy. This is right. But other translation, they omitted not. Not. Because Studio de Cartesia suggests Hagila only. They omitted the law. This is why the modern translation omitted the law. Based on Studio de Cartesia. Isaiah chapter 20, 12:2. Here, Yod, Hey, and the dot here, Dageshi Lene, here. And they omitted Yah, or Jehovah, Lord, the other translation. Because Septuagint and the Vulgata, they deleted Yah. It's a shortened form of Jehovah. Isaiah chapter 14:12. Here, Hail, Lucifer. As you know, the Sudur Karatesh at the bottom, Luna Crescensis. What does it mean? This is a Luna God. As you know, the Allah, the Islam, the Muslim, the God is not male God. It's a female style. Allah is the Luna God. There's a lunar presence. So Satan, Lucifer, is a female god. Kind of the Astaroth or the Artemis. But in the Babylon religion, they believe in the Luna. So this is the Hellel. Not the day star. Because the day star belong to Jesus mansion. Morning star is Jesus, according to Revelation chapter 26. Day star and the morning star is very confusing. But in the Bible also, they are bright and the morning star refer to Jesus. And then many passages, they are omitted this. Kept thee behind me, Satan, the King James Bible only. This Luke chapter 4:8, but the other modern translation omitted. Christ the Creator, Micah chapter 5:2, but the other translation they twisted. Christ is not the Creator. And the last one, Zechariah 11:17, said that woe to idol shepherd. But modern translator, worthless or worthless, they omitted either things. Because what? Studio de Cartesia, they changed ha elili. This is not the either. Kind of the worthless shepherd, something like that. So, last error and mistake. Do not use ever Pei as a Studio de Cartesia. Just use the King James Bible. Thank you. Would you mind stand up?